And we can't wait for Colour Tumby happening on the long weekend. And part of Tumby Bay's Great Festival is happening on the 13th of March on the Sunday night at the Tumby Bay Hall with On the Prowl featuring Frankie J. Holden, who's joined us now. Frankie, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Great to talk to you.
What's inspired you to get back on the road and pay a visit to Tumby Bay?
Well, we never got off the road except for COVID. So Wilbur Wild and I, who will be obviously joining me, we have been playing together for over 40 years now, and starting with the old 55 way back in the mid-70s. But we've kept gigging all of these years, sort of a bit on and off, you know, because we've both been doing lots of other things as well in our show business careers. But so this is the start of our comeback after COVID, if you like. So we're all going to be, we're very excited, and we're going to be fresh as daisies. And really, really looking forward to getting over there to Tumby Bay. I love that part of the world. And the festival sounds like great fun. So we're bringing a great band over.
Certainly looking forward to that. And what are some of your favourite memories with Old 55?
Well, just, you got to remember, Keith, that Old 55 got started in 1975. I was 23 years of age. So you know, start your early 20s in a rock and roll band and have fairly instantaneous success, which we did, mostly due to Countdown and those television shows. And to be able to then still be doing gigs and still getting recognised as a, you know, as a part of Australia's rock and roll culture all these years later is just a tremendous, it's humbling in a way, but it also makes me feel, you know, very, very good. And I've done a lot of other things in show business, but if I'm walking down the street more often than not and somebody recognises, it'll be, you know, Frankie J on the Prowl. So I just love that. So that's why I still love doing music. Even though I've done lots of other things, I've always come back to music, and nearly always with Wilbur Wild, who, as you'll be aware, was a saxophone player in Old 55.
Speaking this morning with Frankie J. Holden about On the Prowl coming to the Tumby Bay Hall as part of Colour Tumby on Sunday the 13th of March. And Frankie, as you say, you've got quite a history in TV as well as music, and you're always drawn back to music. Was that your first passion, or was it sort of trying to mix the two equally, as it were?
No, my first passion was always music. I was actually, when I was 23, I was actually a chartered accountant, Keith, if you can believe that. And then Old 55... the opportunity to join Old 55 presented itself, so I very quickly dived headlong into that. And then everything else that's come, like all the acting and the television presenting and all of that stuff, has sort of sprung from that initial little, you know, bit of fame or notoriety I got out of Old 55. So everything that I do has its own rewards, you know, acting, presenting, whatever it is. But playing rock and roll is still my favourite thing to do because it's so immediate. And you get, you know, immediate feedback from the audience, and it becomes something that is between you and the audience. So it's a symbiotic relationship, if you like, whereas we come on, we're excited, the crowd's excited, we get more excited, the crowd gets more excited, we get more excited, the crowd gets more excited, and it just goes on and on like that. And then we always put the same amount of energy into the show now as we did back when we were 23. And that's, you know, part of that is that energy comes off the audience. So we're really looking forward to revving the joint up and, you know, just ripping everyone into a frenzy, which is what we've been doing for years. And that's exactly what we plan to do at the Tumby Bay Hall on the 13th of March.
And we're chatting this morning with Frankie J. Holden about On the Prowl, Sunday, 13th of March at Tumby Bay Hall as part of the Colour Tumby Festival. And Frankie, the On the Prowl show, it's you and Wilbur Wild, so you're a couple short from the Old 55 crew. What can we expect from you and Wilbur? Is there going to be a couple of people filling in, or are you going to cover everything musically yourselves with the drums and the guitar and the sax?
He's up, Keith. We're good, but we're not that good. No, I'll tell you who's in the band. Jim Manzi, who was the bass player in Old 55 and who wrote the song On the Prowl, he's with us. So you've got half of the members of Old 55, half of the original lineup there. And on drums, we'll have Freddie Straux from Skyhooks. It's a great play. We've been playing with Freddie for many, many years, and you know what a great contribution he's made to Australian rock and roll. And then we've got a very good bass player and an excellent keyboard player coming over. And again, these guys have been working with us for years, so it's exactly what you'd expect from an old 55 show. Really rocking songs, all the old 55 hits, and all with all the harmonies and all the outrageous antics and lots of laughs. We just can't call it old 55 for reasons which, as you're probably aware, you know, there's legal reasons. I don't know if we wish to go into that, but that's why we call it On the Prowl. But between you and me, it's an old 55 show. But we do play, so because we got Freddie Straux from Skyhooks, we'll play a couple of Skyhooks songs. And Wilbur, after he left Old 55, he joined Jojo Zepp and the Falcons. So we'll do a couple of Jojo Zepp songs. And we just mix and match it up like that. And sometimes we start making stuff up.
So this is really going to be an old school rock medley show, if you like, not just a tribute to the Old 55 with On the Prowl.
Absolutely. So we do all the Old 55 hits, On the Prowl, Looking for an Echo, Ruby, This Little Girl, Almost Grown, all the songs off those couple of great albums that we did. But we also do other great songs from the 60s, like The Wanderer and all that sort of stuff. So people will know every song just about, and we encourage singing along. And, you know, people who have watched me and Willie on telly over the years know that we can be very funny. And so there's lots of laughs and lots of stories that we tell about the old days. And Keith, some of the stories are true.
But can they be told on breakfast radio?
Not if you want to keep your job.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So looking forward, not just to the music, but also some of those great stories at On the Prowl, Sunday, March 13 at the Tumby Bay Hall as part of Colour Tumby at 8 p.m. Tickets are available right now via Fringe Ticks. Frankie J. Holden, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and it's going to be a great show on the 13th.
Great. Thanks, Keith. Great to talk with you, and I look forward to seeing everybody there, and we'll rock the joint.